afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fantastic today.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that. I truly am. I'm doing pretty well myself. Kind of hectic day to day, but I'm glad. If I'm staying busy, I'm kind of staying out of trouble most of the time.
I don't... Really? You staying out of trouble?
Well, you know, when I'm real busy, I had 5 women working here today, so I've learned to be really quiet.
Yes, I imagine you had learned that.
You know what I mean?
You have.
If I get something started, it's like a domino effect. They're all on me. Bang, 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 bang. So I just, yeah.
And you love every minute of it.
It depends. If the cooking formula okay. Other than that, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I'm really blessed. We have a great staff here working for us on Thursdays, and I'm really blessed. I truly am.
Well, gold today had a little bit of pressure, but we figured it'd pull back a little bit. We had gold down $8.50 today at $1,350. Silver is down 21 cents today at $17.42. Platinum was up $3 at $1,022. And palladium was down 12 at 1102, 1,102. The USDX today was down 0.08 at 89.11. They really brought that back. I mean, it was trading 88 in the mid 88s, and they were able to bring it back. That's why we saw a little pressure on gold. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned this earlier on the program. On my morning program, you have Mnuchin over there saying about this weak dollar, weak dollar, weak dollar. We don't care where it's going, and you know, it's good for the U.S. of A. And they did a lot of damage control in order to stem the bleeding and to keep it, I think, from free falling. You just can't go out and make those kind of statements and not control the drop in it. It's one thing to manipulate, but it's something else to, you know, say things to where it was actually coming undone. And we still had a big drop on the U.S. dollar. Europe's crying because their currency was getting stronger too quick, too fast. And so, you know, you see how they control things. And I think that's what's fascinating about it is with their statements, and you watch the various markets, and you can see just exactly how and when they control it. And
well, it's amazing to me, Melly, that they complain because their fiat currency is losing strength or gaining strength against other fiat currency. And tomorrow it'll be the other direction. It's fiat, 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 fiat versus fiat.
You got it. You got it.
And they're all whining because it's up and down like a yo-yo. Well, duh. Figure it out, folks. I mean, gee, even I got that figured out.
And you know what? And that's what I tell everybody. Hey, we're going to have the dollar's going to go lower, lower, lower. Inflation's going to go higher and higher. And it's based on because we have a fiat dollar. Now, they can manipulate it in the meantime, but history, not just history, but the prediction. There's no predictions needed.
No, there isn't.
The dollar's going down. Gold's going higher, period.
Are you good at math?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
anyway,
I meant that's my business, so yes, I am.
If something cost a nickel 40 years ago, 50 years ago, but cost a dollar now, how much increase is that?
That's a pretty big increase. I think it's... Well, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. So I was asking you. You're the expert here. 2,000%? I don't know.
Well, our dollar has lost 95% of its
value. Well, the reason I'm asking is this. I'm, by the grace of God, fighting diabetes with a diet, and I'm doing fairly well. And the other day, my sugar had dropped a little bit, so I was in a place, I bought me a small candy bar, a payday candy bar. The same size or smaller, and you used to get for a nickel, but it was 99 cents. So how much inflation is a nickel to a dollar?
Yeah.
And the candy bar is just the same size or smaller, so how much has the dollar lost since 1964?
A lot.
Yes, a lot.
A lot.
That's why people are like, well, but the dollar's this, dollar, no, the dollar's nothing. The dollar's nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's nothing. It's worth nothing. We think it's worth something. That's why we use it, but it's worth nothing. A seashell's worth more than a dollar. It's something to hold in your hand. A dollar's a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, people.
I hear you. And it's so refreshing to hear you say those things also. So crude oil today was up 12 cents a day at 65.73. And, of course, the paper markets, so once they plugged the dropping dollar, that had a big reversal in it. Let me pull those markets up. You have the Dow up 140 points at 26,392. The NASDAQ was down 4 points at 7,411. The S&P was up 2 points at 2,839. The euro came back a little bit. It had a high of 125. We're looking at 124 now. European markets were lower. And I just... 10-year yield 2.62% on the 10-year yield. So that came, a little pressure came off of that a little bit. And, you know, we're seeing the reactions to a lot of these markets based on the Trump is saying the dollar will get stronger and stronger. But yeah, you had Mnuchin yesterday. Almost saying, hey, let's go, lower dollar, we need a lower dollar. So there you go. They can't agree on what's going on, and but the dollar's going lower. We were talking prior to the program today. I saw right before the program, doomsday clock moves forward to 2 minutes to midnight, bringing world closer to self-destruction than any time since the Cold War. And of course, they're blaming it on a nuclear war, along with the U.S. President Donald Trump's unpredictability. Isn't that amazing? A president's unpredictability moves the doomsday clock forward. I find that kind of hard to believe, but they push the symbolic timepiece to 2 minutes before midnight. This is from the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. This has been the closest to midnight since 1953. This is the closest to midnight. The clock, which serves as the metaphor for how close humanity is to destroying the planet, was moved forward by 30 seconds to as near as it ever has been to the hour of the apocalypse. The last time the clock was at 2 minutes to midnight was 1953, when the United States and Soviet Union were testing hydrogen bombs. In this year's discussion, nuclear issues took center stage once again, the president and CEO of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists said, Rachel Bronson. She mentioned new testing by North Korea, enhanced commitment to nuclear weapons in China, Pakistan, India, and unpredictability embodied by the U.S. president in tweets and statements. The doomsday clock was created in 1947, and its time has changed 20 times since then, ranging from 2 minutes to midnight in 53 to 17 minutes before midnight in 1991. Last year, it moved from 3 minutes before midnight to 2.5 minutes. And Beatrice Finn, Executive Director of International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, said we are currently heading to catastrophic events.
Wow.
Then they go on and they talk about the nuclear-armed states are winding down. The actions and policies of the nuclear-armed states are winding the doomsday clock towards midnight. We have been lucky to avoid conflict through international or accidental means, but recent posturing and false alarms in Hawaii and Japan show our luck is about to run out if we don't move quickly. So there you have it, folks.
Well, the insanity is unbelievable. And I got some stuff here to share. They go along the same lines. But before we get that, you were, of course, talk about gold and silver, obviously. That's what you do, folks. She handles gold and silver. And I just read an article here today that silver is attempting a 7-year breakout. And the title is entitled High O Silver Time. So the article is talking about silver, of course, took a hit over the last few years. But it's about ready to do a rebound. And we'll see what happens. But this is an article that thinks silver is going to pick up because of demand. And we'll see. I don't know. But also, another article talking about gold. Said it's pop quiz time. Which of these three investing benchmarks produced the biggest return since the summer of 1999 through the start of 2018? The S&P 500 of large cap stocks, China's Shanghai Stock Exchange, or composite index, or gold? Now, most people probably say the stock market, man, it's up almost 27,000. It's growing, and it's surely it's the highest yield or whatever. S&P since then has gained around 4.5% and compounded, that's year annually, for 18.5 year span. And the Shanghai is 4.6%, but gold has went up 9.6%, almost double since then. Now, folks, gold in 1999 was $250 an ounce. Now it's playing with 1,400. The all-time high was almost 1,900. So gold is going to go through the roof. How high? I don't know. I'm not a prophet. But it's doubled in value more than anything in the stock markets around the world. And you wonder why we recommend it. I mean, come on. Not only is it going to value yourself more, it's a tangible item that you can hold in your hand and possess in your own on your own person. Stock markets, stock funds, and stock dividends are paper assets floating around in space somewhere with you having a hope it's going to pay back one day. Gold pays back. At least double what the rest of them have done. Now, how much more proof do you need that, Millie? I mean, what else can you offer besides that?
And you know what you're saying is, though, gold has outperformed and the dollar has declined.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
I mean, this is since 1999. Well, that's been 18 and a half years since that happened. And gold has doubled anything else out there.
And, you know, gold is just not an asset. It's just not an investment. Gold is money.
Oh,
and
it
is. And you're converting those worthless dollars into something that's real. Into real money. And it's you know, we're just not sitting here selling an investment. I'm just not, you know, since I got into this, it just wasn't about this time and what we expect gold and silver to do. You're basically losing your purchasing power on a daily basis by holding those paper dollars. If you don't have gold and silver in your portfolio, you're losing on a daily basis on that paper money.
Oh, but mildly, I put in a bank and it draws interest.
Yeah, well, look at inflation.
That's the whole point. But see, I listened to a smart person. They told me I could do this. You know, I knew a guy one time, seriously, a guy one time borrowed the money, put in the bank. He thought he'd make more money on interest than he did when making the payments. I'm telling the truth. He soon found out that didn't work that way. So, you know, I don't know, Billy. It's insane.
It is insane. But, you know, there's a lot of quote-unquote smart people out there. And that's kind of been my little joke this week. Oh, well, somebody smart told me to do this. Okay.
Well, if you buy an ounce of gold, $250 back in 1999, it's worth almost $1,400 now. That is about 10% year compound interest. That is a lot of gain. It truly is. Nothing else has touched that. Nothing. Maybe silver, but as far as commodities and markets, nothing's come close to it. About half as close, if even that. So this is, to me, is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt. Almost 20 years of this has proven that gold and silver outperform anything out there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I know in 1999 silver was about $4 an ounce, probably. I'm guessing
probably less.
Now it's about close to $7 to $13. So that's quite an increase, is it not?
Yes, it is. And you know what? They talked about a 7-year breakout in silver. Silver tried to do it last year. We had some $19 highs last year and so forth. But, you know, it's just they just get hammered. And we had the dollar strengthening after Trump got into office last year since then. And so we've had the dollar strengthening for a couple years. But and with the markets, and as long as those stock markets are high, I believe you're going to have pressure on gold and silver. You're going to see inflation. The only thing that's pushing the stock market now is inflation. Mm-hmm. And so there isn't, you know, so eventually, you know, they'll regain their positions on what they're supposed to do. The markets will drop and gold will go higher. So,
well, obviously, again, I'm making comparisons because I live this world, and I remember several years ago, I drive through Tudor's Biscuit World. I don't need the biscuits, but I mean, a biscuit of some kind, and the price was 99 cents. Now the same biscuit's over $4.
And it's probably smaller.
Now that is a difference.
I
didn't pay attention to smaller, but it's over $4 for the same meal. And I'm thinking, you know, and people can't see this. I was talking to a lady in the grocery store a couple of days ago, and she's complaining about prices. I tried to explain to her why they're going up. I even had several dollars in pocket. I tried to explain it to her. You just haven't been talking to a calf. Just staring at me. They couldn't grasp it. I said, this is real money. Our dollar used to be backed by this. This is worth roughly $18, $20. It's a silver eagle. I said, this is how much this is still worth. And you can still buy $18 worth of product with this silver dollar. But she didn't understand it.
Uh-huh.
But I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yep.
And you mentioned oil price a minute ago, too. I read that on the London market, the oil reached $70.76 a barrel today. Now, they dropped back some, but it reached over $70 a barrel. And that's getting up there pretty close to what's going to cost a lot more to gas pumps real soon. And that's not to mention, of course, propane for our heat and other things. And of course, trucking costs. We're going to discuss them in that trucks are hard to come by. Businesses are hurting for trucks. They can't find enough trucks to haul the produce. But nonetheless, it's flirting at $70 a barrel now, Melody. And that's going to be a huge increase to pumps. You know, if it's just a 10-cent increase, I say just. And you still use gasoline. 10 cents is 10 cents every time you fill up a gallon of gas. You put in 10 gallons, another dollar in it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on from that. If you do that a couple, two, three times a week, it's going to add up. But the prices are going up because the dollar is up and down like a yo-yo. Oil hasn't changed in value. It's still the same price. The dollar is worth less. Is that easy?
Correct. It is that easy. It is that easy. Yeah, I'm going to. There was an article out by Bloomberg. It just popped up about, you know, America's rise to the oil superpower. There could also be a dark side to that. So the article's about you might be careful what you wish for. And, you know, we do have to look past sometimes what seems like the greatest thing that could happen to this country. It might not be the best thing for this country. So we'll have to, you know, maybe talk about that later on, or look to our newsletter at go to the website dgscoins.com, sign up for a weekly newsletter, and you'll see that in there this coming Monday. So what's next, Pastor? Oh, we're going to be heading into
we're going to break here in a second, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Did you want to add something?
I mean, this goes by so quickly. Well, I was going to talk about something that you probably saw this, but they cloned monkeys and talking about Americans, humans being the next step for cloning. That's kind of interesting.
It's kind of scary, too.
We'll talk about that after the break, though.
All righty. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Butch Paul. And sometimes we do have too much fun doing these programs, and as serious as they are, we still have to look to the lighter side of things. As, you know, we're going to face tough times, and you're going to have to find some humor in things. So we were talking about cloning going into the break.
Yeah, and I asked you if the world could stand to them, and you said no. I thought you'd be all over that. But anyway.
Hey, I'm on. No.
But with all seriousness, I mean, this has been on the news as anything anybody doesn't know about, I'm sure. But China has cloned two monkeys, and they've been able to carbon copy the exact DNA of the other monkey. Now, they said this is the next step to cloning people. But, now listen to me, folks. They said they might not want to do that because of ethical reasons. Of course, I believe them. I know y'all do too. But if they did do it, they said, they can break down the final barrier of cloning and offer hope for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other diseases. Now, you know they're not going to do it because it's unethical, Melody. But if they do it, they could cure Parkinson's maybe. Isn't that wonderful? They're not going to do it, though, you understand?
Oh, I understand.
They would never do that. They're not unethical.
And they would never make billions of dollars in order to cure diseases and so forth.
No. The drug companies are here. The doctors, drug companies are all about for our benefit. Every one of them. They're all about our taking care of us, obviously.
But, you know, they always use the cure of various diseases and so forth so they can do the next steps because that's what they fight for. Oh, look at stem cells. Look how far that research has gone. And there was always a question of ethics when they started out with stem cells research and using the stem cells in order to help or to cure various diseases and so forth. People don't bat an eye anymore at stem cell research.
No, they don't.
No, well, it was a big deal in the beginning.
Well, ethics today, how can you say this? How do you put it? There are no ethics today, but there are no ethics left in about any field today, period. Which political, economic, medical, very few ethics left. And the few ethical people that are involved in that are either moved out of the way or taken out of the picture. You know that.
I mean, well, when there's money involved to that degree, how can you have ethics?
Sure, exactly. And what did Christ say? The cause of all wickedness was the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of it is the root of all. And the folks, A-L-L means all. All means all. The love of money is the root of all evil. Well, what has motivated these people for years? Power and money, right?
Power and money.
But, you know,
and so,
go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go.
I was going to say, but you know, we're seeing these things happen, and everybody, and this is toughy. You know, bragging on Trump and what he's done, and we're going to share in a minute some other ideas on that. But his tax cut and some of the things he's doing. First president spoke at the pro-life rally in 45 years, and if he wanted to, it might cost him everything he's got. With his executive order, he could stop murdering the babies. With his sign, at the stroke of a pen, he could end it. But he hasn't done that. Nonetheless, the Goldman CEO named Blankfein has really said he liked Trump's idea on the economy. Now, Goldman CEO likes Trump's ideas. I'm not against businesses making money, Melody. But when Goldman CEO says that, something that huge, a benefit from a tax cut, he's benefiting a corporation that obviously is full of greed. Is that a good thing that they like what Trump did, or is that a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing for them.
Yeah.
It's a good thing for them. I mean, we talked about Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs is no different. They're the ones that get the biggest benefits from the tax cuts because they were paying the most. They're the ones, the bankers, play a major part in the problems that we have. I mean, we know that they're all part of the elite. They like the tax cuts. And I had talked about either yesterday or the day before about Jamie Dimon saying that the tax cuts were great. They benefit from them, but he didn't see it really helping the citizens that much. But he didn't want to go down that road because that's too political, and he didn't want to get political. He just wanted to talk about how great it was going to be for them. And
I wonder again if corporations. If business people had hearts, and you could trust them to make decisions to benefit not just themselves but with other people and the people in the country, then you say, "Hey, I'm glad you're happy with it because it's going to benefit all of us." But obviously, greed motivates him too. Most people involved in this, including Lloyd Blankfein, is motivated by greed at Goldman Sachs. So it's not going to help us any. It's just the fact is that the corporation will take the money. Now, they may give us a bonus or may hire somebody else, but they're doing it because they make more money. That's all there is to it. It's not an idea of sharing. It's all about profits.
It's called image building.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm-hmm. But here's a sure sign the economy is going down, Melanie, because the Super Bowl ticket prices are falling.
Their biggest indicator.
Yeah, there you go. But the NFL empire says has got an indication that the league is in decline. But can you believe that they were asking for a set of upper deck tickets? They were asking $4,650 for said tickets. Now they're down to $3,450. Now it's really cheap, $1,200 off. So go get them while you can. But it's a sign that the economy's bad because the Super Bowl tickets are falling. Oh, this is unbelievable, Melody. I mean, can you believe people spend $3,500 to see a ball game?
No, I can't imagine that. And those are the upper seats.
Yeah, the upper seats.
those are the nosebleed seats.
but the article talks about, this is a sign that the economy is failing. Well, the price is dropping. No, it's a sign that people are sick and tired of the football game of whatever. And I'm mad because the players won't stand for the national anthem, and I'm very angry about other things. But I'm angry at the fact that they charge $4,000 for a ticket to watch a bunch of guys who are millionaires run a little ball around the field.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned this once before in this program. It was an article I read probably 20 years ago, and it was about baseball. And when they were talking about the price of tickets, I mean, then you were paying, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you were paying $200 for a ticket. Now you're at the Super Bowl. Now you're paying, almost $5,000. But again, this was baseball. And they says once the ability to pay to go to a game ceases, that means the tickets get too high, which is all inflationary, but the tickets get too high, the players get too much money, and that will pretty much be the end of the economy. And that's how they were relating the correlation between the rising prices of the tickets for baseball, because baseball is the all-American game, even more so than football or anything else. It was the baseball games that you took your kids to, and you all went together as a family for the hot dogs and peanuts and popcorn. And so that was the all-American game, and here we are today. People can't afford these tickets. There's no disposable income. I mean, the price is ridiculous to begin with. I wouldn't pay $5,000. No.
No, I would. Well, if I had $3,500 to spend, I would be calling you, Melody, to order some more silver and gold. I really would. If I had $3,500 to spare, I'd be calling Melody Stewart and saying, "I would like to have some more silver rounds or some more silver eagles and some gold coins." That's what I would do with it if I had that kind of money to burn and waste. Now, I'm not saying football. Listen, folks, if you like football, more power to you. I like to hunt, and that's my favorite sport of all of my life, but I just can't see spending almost $4,000 said tickets for a game you can watch on TV for free. Now, I understand if you don't, if I offend you, I'm sorry about that, but just a fact. It's foolishness. If you got that comment spending on tickets, man, why don't you go up, pay off some bills, or how about a better idea? How about taking somebody else that really needs the money, that this homeless perhaps, and maybe buying them a couple meals? Just a thought, you know, just a thought. I don't know, Melanie. I just don't see it the way they see it. I had nothing against football, like I said. When West Virginia Mountaineers are playing, people around here go nuts, and if I'm available, I may watch a game. But
they price the everyday people out of the game. So
they
who goes to these games? You know, millionaires, multimillionaires. You know, they don't mind forking out. You know, $4,600 is pocket change. You know, billionaires, it's pocket change. You know, half of the tickets are given to the teams and they're given away, you know, and then, you know, maybe the little guy who really is saved all year long because he promised his son that, you know, if you do well in school, we'll take you to the Super Bowl. You know, he's saved and scrapped. I mean, it really is just, what is wrong with these? What is wrong anymore? Everything is so upside down. Everything is so... It's just so frustrating sometimes to see what is going on, but this is where we are today. It's evil, and I don't want to go down that road, but it's evil, and it's wrong. There's no way back, folks.
No, there's not. There's not. That's a sad part, and I could get into other details on some things that you're talking about, things being upside down, but we don't got an hour program here. I can't do it all 1 hour, but there's a lot of things happening in this country that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime would happen, but it's been accepted as normal and praised as normal, and it just breaks my heart. In my lifetime, I never dreamed I'd see the evils I see in this nation, but they're here, and the people as a whole either won't speak up or afraid to speak up, but either way, the nation's going down the toilet just as fast as time will take it, and the church is swimming around waiting for the next chicken dinner. I mean, that's all I can say. That's just what's happening. And we're in that decline right now. As all great empires, and I say great in the sense of its size and might at one time, all empires, Melody, and we're an empire, come to a wicked, violent end. Every one of them, folks, read your Bible, including Israel, come to a wicked, violent end because the people forgot their God. They started worshiping power and wealth and greed and soft living and become complacent, apathetic, and the empire fell. When it fell, it hurt really bad. And America has been the biggest and the greatest so far. And when it falls, it's going to hurt the whole world, not just America.
And it's like people just can't see. And, you know, we can move on to something else, but people, it's like people just don't see it. You know, they think it's great that...
Oh, yes.
And people, you know, they say, well, you don't like people have money, you don't like wealth, about billionaires. It isn't that, but I see what happens. I see how it affects countries. I see how it affects the people who live in these countries, the citizens. It's not for your benefit. They use you. They steal from you through inflation. And it's just like, and people just seem to go along like the little bobbleheads and, you know, here we go.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's so frustrating. And then when there's something that, like gold and silver, this is the one way you can fight back. You know, maybe we don't have our voices anymore. We call up, we call our congressmen, we call our politicians, and we use the switchboard, and we say this, we say that, we go out and we vote. But you know what? The one thing that you can do that makes a difference is to buy yourself gold and silver. That's how you protect against these people. And, it just irritates me because these people govern us. It's not that they have millions and billions and trillions of dollars. It's they govern us. And that's what's wrong. They're not supposed to govern us. And we're just their little slaves.
Oh, we are. We truly are. And
we
of
are.
Course, you know, in Sweden a while back, they really opened their arms to a lot of migrants, didn't they? You know that happened. Sweden said, bring them on in. We want them all. You remember that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, Sweden, this article is entitled Sweden Hell. armed migrant teens roaming with Kalashnikov's military may be deployed. Now, this is just reported today. As we reported last week, Sweden may or may not be preparing for civil conflict, as Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said that the government would do whatever it takes, including deploying the military, to end a wave of gang violence coming primarily from young migrants in the country's no-go zones. Now, it's not my first action to put in the military, but I'm prepared to do whatever it takes. This is an article of Sweden who welcomed migrants. Now, folks, America is doing the same stupid thing. And that's one thing Trump has said I do like. We need to stop all immigration to get this sorted out. And I won't get back on the DACAs and all that again. But, folks, if they're here illegally, they are here illegally. There's no point debating it. If it's against the law, they've broken the law. Either they fix it or they leave. But Sweden is paying a hell of a price, article says, because they're welcoming these people in. Now they're having street gangs and wars with military weaponry fighting against the cops. Meth called the military to put down the migrants they invited in. That wouldn't happen here, though, Melody. It couldn't happen in America, could it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I just sat back and looked at this, like, how long... You don't hear this reported on the news. ABC News did not report this last night. I know they did not watch it. They don't talk about what's happening in Sweden and other places because of migration. They don't talk about the rapes in Germany and the idiot prime minister in Germany. They don't talk about the lesbian in Germany running the country. They don't discuss these things because they don't want the truth out there. It might undermine their influence on people if they find that they're all lying to us. And now they are lying to us. Any comments on that one?
No, I don't. You know, yeah. I mean, these are, yeah, you know, it's the globalists, and they want this to happen.
Of course.
They want this to happen. They want the disruption. They want the violence. They want the,
another way of controlling us. Another way of controlling us, bringing the military to save us.
Yep.
You remember Kitchener said back in the 70s that one day we would welcome the UN in the streets. Remember he said that?
Yes, I do.
Well, they're bringing them in. They truly are. Chicago's going to have them on the streets pretty soon.
Chicago, yeah.
So, yeah, they'll say, we're welcoming them. We're tickled to see them. I've let people tell me, well, I have no problem with the National Guard patrolling the streets. Oh, my gosh, people. But they don't know history. They don't care no history.
But you know, when we... Because we've been conditioned to believe that they can take care of us and they can provide for our safety. When we were over in Italy, my traveling partner, she worked for the post office, and her husband never wanted to go on trips, so her and I went to Italy. And she was a smoker, so she went outside to smoke. And she came back and she says, you know, it's really weird. She says, I don't know if anything's going on. It didn't seem like it, but I went out to smoke on the corner and there was a soldier with his machine gun, you know, just standing there,
Well, you know, we were
providing,
Mexico, you know.
And this is Italy.
Yeah, this is Italy. We went to Mexico in September, Marsh and I did, down at BioCare Hospital, one of the greatest trips of my life. But we drove down the street, went to some stores with a driver with us, and in front of the police station, our armed military, and it's armed military police, it's the federal police, standing in front of the station with AR-15s in their hands.
Yep. So, is that what you want here, folks? But what I do have here, folks, is our commercial, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can you hear me, Pastor Butch?
I can hear you.
I guess Todd didn't.
I can hear you. Okay. I wonder where you were.
I know. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're and you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're still carrying some.
And by
very
the way, folks can tell we're professionals too. You know what I'm saying? We are professionals at this. We never mess up.
No, not at all. But they can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're still carrying those specials on some of those bullion coins. Great deals. Some are still available, but you have to call us to get the latest pricing on those for 10 or more ounces. And for 20 or more ounces, we'll include shipping. We were selling Canadian maple leaves for $15 over spot. We were selling buffaloes and gold eagles for $40 over spot. Some incredible buys for bullion, but you have to give us a call on 10 or more ounces. And make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And now we're going to talk about some meat.
We are. Mm-hmm. I mean, but anyway, let's get into that real quick then. I do want to share this because I thought this is something. The environmentalists are pushing for a meat tax. Now, this ought to tickle us all if you like meat, and I happen to like meat. I'm a meatitarian, so I like meat. But environmentalists are targeting your hamburgers and buffalo wings with a meat tax, and they claim they have never been closer to a meat tax. Hamburger addicts, barbecue junkies, and fried chicken fanatics may soon be asked to pay a surcharge for their obsessions with meat. Excise taxes on beef, pork, and chicken could be the next big thing in a state and local tax environment that's already comfortable with sin tax regimes aimed at cigarettes, alcoholic beverages, and gambling, is adapting quickly to special levies on sugar-sweetened beverages, greenhouse gases, and marijuana. We've never been closer to a meat tax, says Ashley Byrne, Associate Director of Campaigns for the People of Ethical Treatment of Animals. We have seen people, including meat eaters, realizing that meat is bad for their health, and meat is taking this incredible toll on the environment. People seem more open than ever to an excise tax on meat. If they're going to tax tobacco, if you're going to tax soda, absolutely makes sense to have a similar tax on meat. She didn't call me. She didn't ask me about this, folks. Meat does not hurt the environment. Meat is healthy for you. In moderation, as everything else is. So this is absolutely, I almost say, a damn foolish argument to put out for putting money on people's livelihood. They're trying to buy enough to feed a family. Now, it's insane. It's another way of raising the price of products so that people can't afford to buy meat. Meat already in the store is so expensive. That's why I raise my own beef. That's why I raise my own cattle. That's why I shoot a deer once in a while. I will not pay $8 to $9 a pound for a steak in the store. I will not do that. But if they get throwaway meal, they make it up $12 a pound. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that great? Well, you know, taxes, they need it somehow, some way. So they're going to tax. And as long as people are willing to pay, It's not going to change. I was reading an article earlier today that some of these states that were affected by, like New York and California with the property taxes for the wealthy people, these states are actually looking at ways where they can change their tax laws so the wealthy that have these big homes and so forth won't have to pay those increased taxes from the tax reform.
Wow.
That they'll still be able to get the benefit. So the states are helping them. They're going to change it so they might be able to pay their taxes in a different way to where they can get the same benefit. Do you think my state of Maryland would do something to help me so I wouldn't have to pay my property taxes to the federal government? I mean, it's just... It's just insanity anymore.
Well, property taxes is another step in the Communist Manifesto, the Communist Plank, I should say. And we are seeing you never own your home, you never own your automobile,
you never
own anything. If you do not pay your rent to the state or the usage tax for your automobile, you will not drive that car and you will lose your home. But now they want to increase the tax on the food that you're eating when you can't afford to buy it already. Now, I guess it feels like it's not good for you. It's like drinking soda, sweet soda, sweet Coke. We're going to tax it so you won't drink any longer. We're going to tax beer so you won't drink any longer. We're going to quit tax cigarettes so you won't smoke any longer. All that does is increase the prices. I haven't seen anybody yet quit because of the price of cigarettes. Have you?
No. No.
So it's all about making money.
Well, maybe a few.
I haven't known any yet that I know of. Now, if I may know them, but they didn't tell me to quit because of money. But the point of it is, meat is a necessity for people that want protein and certain things that only meat can provide. Vegetables cannot provide everything you need. I know people say, well, I'm a vegan and a vegetarian, and I get by. That's great. But I'm not, and I know for a fact that meat is a necessity if you want to eat healthy in all areas. Just like eggs are almost a perfect food. Raw milk is another perfect food. I get both of them, fresh eggs and fresh milk. And they're almost perfect foods the way God made them. As Dr. Rodriguez said, if God didn't make it, it's not food. But meat is real. And a good meat, if it's raised in the right environment, I'm not talking about the stuff you buy that's shot up with hormones and drugs. I raise my own beef, Melody, because I want non-hormone. I want hormone-free beef. There are no vaccinations in this beef. They're fat and they're healthy. And when you eat a piece of this beef, it almost tastes sweet to you because the meat is so good. And I'm serious about that. But now they want to tax meat so people can't afford to feed the family even more. And that really gets to me.
Well, that's another reason is because now they're trying to create meat in labs.
Oh, yes.
In a petri dish, they're trying to create meat.
And they're doing it.
So,
actually, they've done it. They've done it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have.
So now they can have you. So now you'll have a choice. You can buy real meat with taxes to where you can't afford it, or you can buy the stuff that they create in a petri dish. Your choice. And a lot of people won't be able to afford real stuff. So again, the real stuff, the healthy food, the good things that we're supposed to, just be able to have. Many people won't be because they won't be able to afford it. And it's all by design.
Well, it's all happening because the people are so ignorant, they don't know it, or they tolerate it. Either way, it's the same thing. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and the people that will not stand up for the truth are doomed to be cursed by lies. So that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. And now another problem comes up with the businesses. There's a truck shortage in America. It's forcing companies to cut their shipments in half or pay up more to have stuff shipped. Now, this is a fact. There's a truck shortage. And businesses are crying because they can't get their products to market unless you pay double fee to get priority in the list to get it done. Now, what's that going to mean for the consumer? Cheaper prices?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Going to cause more inflation. But I don't know why there's a truck shortage. I read the article. I still don't understand it all. But there's a truck shortage here. And there's not less trucks. Are we producing more products? I think that. But either way, if they can't ship it, it's going to ruin. And if they got to pay double to get it shipped, they're going to have to raise their prices. So, again, this is another thing, folks, that the inflation is not going to go away. Taxes are inflation. Excessive prices on trucking is inflation. Maybe it's not inflation because the dollar's dropping, but it's still inflation nonetheless because the price goes up. Now, that's true in the Melody.
Well, what I don't understand, and I don't mean to go back to this truck thing, but I don't understand, here we have an economy that's barely hitting 3%. I mean, we didn't have a truck shortage back in 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of things that were being piled up by the, but our GDP was a lot higher than 3%, too. So, lots of things really don't make sense. Our economy isn't doing that much better to where we'd be bringing in this much more cargo.
No.
Of course, our trade deficits are getting bigger. So, maybe we're just buying more outside this country. So.
Well, I read the article, like I said, I don't quite understand what they're saying in some areas, but who am I to question? I'm not the smart one they are, right? So, anyway. And another article I was reading a good article, I read part of it, by Bob Livingston. It's written in Personal Liberty Digest. One of the great myths of our time is that America is a capitalistic country. It is not, and has not been close to capitalistic for more than 150 years. Now, maybe just one paragraph to you. Capitalism is a social system in which an individual's rights, including his rights to own his property, now let this sink in, including his right to own his property, are recognized and all property is privately owned. In a capitalistic society, governments acknowledge that individuals and companies can and should compete for their own economic gain, and the price of goods and services are determined by the free market. The role of government in capitalistic societies is to ensure that markets function without interference and to protect individuals from fraud and or the use of physical force by others. Now, Melody, I don't think we fit that description at all. Do you?
Nope.
I mean, we don't own property anymore. We have no individual property, right?
No.
It's not, and all property certainly is not privately owned. And the government does not protect us from, does not allow a free market. They manipulate the prices to suit them where they want to be. And they certainly do not protect the people from fraud because they're the biggest fraud out there. But yet,
agreed.
We think we're a free country.
I agree.
This is where we are.
I don't have anything to say.
Well, there's nothing to really. We are socialist. Totally socialist. We're not a capitalistic country. I don't know of any countries in the world that are right now that I can think of top of my head. But we certainly aren't. Government interferes with everything. I mean, the government causes the price of everything go up. When you go to the hospital, you check the prices on your bill, and you'll find how much the government charges, makes them charge for certain things. It doubles the bill in the hospital. Why does government have say-so in why a doctor charges you for your care?
It was funny, too, when you're in the hospital, at one point in time, they would ask you, because you knew you were being charged for it. Like, do you want this box of tissues? We're going to have
sure.
to charge you for it. Okay, yes, I can say yes or no. Now, they just do stuff. They just waste stuff. Last time I visited someone in the hospital, this nurse was just throwing all kinds of stuff away. And I'm thinking to myself, there was like a juice and things. They weren't finished. Do you want this? Instead of saying, why don't you just leave it here and you can finish it later, they just take it and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it all adds on to your bill. I mean, it really is, more money, more money, more money.
Well, that's why we're going down again. We're socialistic. I don't care what people say about it. We're a socialist.
We are.
And in Southern California, the median house price in December surpassed the bubble era highs that started back in the late 2000s. Now, think about that. The bubble, it's the price in California median home, and now California's poor state of the country. But the housing markets surpassed the bubble era highs. What's that tell us? I know we're hearing it's all going to get better and better and better. Okay, let's say if it does a couple more years. I don't know. But what's it tell you whenever we surpass what it was when it collapsed in 2008?
And we're right back to where we were. Habits are being repeated. And it's just not the housing market. It's various markets. It's various reports. It's various debt levels. There's a lot of... There's a lot of various markets that all signal that we're right back where we were in 2007 and 2008. And what's different today? Our GDP certainly wasn't as good today as it was then. The disposable income, it's all debt. There is no disposable income anymore. Wages didn't rise. Wages are basically the same as what they were. So again, we're right back to the... And there's... I could dig up tons of reports showing that we're right back where we were in 2006, 2007.
Well,
and what comes after that? is 2008 and another great recession, depression.
You know, and again, I go back to you and Bob Chapman and others talking about this back in around 2001. It took 6-7 years for it to come to a head. Yeah. Let's say it takes another 6-7 years before it comes to a head again. This time it's going to be worse, much worse. The bubble's going to be a lot bigger, and people are going to put a lot more trust in this bubble. It's going to harm a lot more people than it did the last time, Melody, and I don't know how people understand that. The dollar is going to be weaker. Matter of fact, China has almost got the yuan in places where the dollar used to be. It's taken over as a world currency. That's going to affect our economics here. And when this bursts in this country, I don't know how people understand this or not. Unless you have something substantial, something that you can hold in your hand to make up the difference what you're going to lose, you're going to be hurting big time. You're going to be people who are committing suicide again because they can't do anything. They lost all their money. They lost their wealth. And if China takes China's the yuan takes over the dollar's place, what's it going to mean to our nation, don't they?
Oh, there's going to be so much civil unrest in this country, social unrest. We're going to have, markets are going to collapse. People will be penniless. People, their retirement savings, they're going to have lost 70-80% of their money. Folks, and it all comes down to our debt. We have a debt too great to be paid.
Yes.
These problems can't be fixed. It's not a matter they won't be fixed. They can't be fixed. And all we're doing is the old saying, kicking the can down the road. I even hate saying it, but that's the only thing that we're doing. That's what the tax reform has done. They kicked the can down the road just a little bit further. Well, the road is almost out. And I think we're out of time.
Over. Wow. That was fast.
Yes.
Thank you, Melody.
Hey, thank you. We're out of time. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, folks, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I